Episode 1922, The Science of Fullness.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive. Happy, happy day. How is your week so far? Oh, come on. It is midweek, which makes it Wellness Wednesday. But you know what? I'm getting this urge that I'm hungry. Do you get those urges sometimes? Well, come on, let's dive into the science of fullness. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Well, before we dive in, I want to give a shout out to Laura. Laura, thank you so much for listening. And for my prayer warriors out there, she is battling cancer. And I want you to be praying for her, for strength, for endurance. You have a family here, Laura, and I want you to know that you are loved. Well, you know what? Cravings and hunger, they're not the same things, are they? However, sometimes it's hard to tell the difference. I mean, you're thinking, oh, come on, I think I'm hungry, or am I hungry? Well, no, I'm hungry, so I'm going for the food. By understanding the science of fullness, it will help you stay on track with your health. And during these times right now, we need help staying on track. So have you ever had your stomach growl or make noises? Mine used to a lot when I was little. I didn't understand it. Now, some of it was because I was hungry, but most of it was for a whole other issue. So if you're one that's sitting here going, Christiane, my stomach growls, but I'm not hungry. Okay, you and I need to talk because there are other reasons. So just because we're talking about our stomach growling and things making noises and our feelings that we're hungry doesn't always mean and lead to you need to eat. There are other underlining factors, but today what we're focused on is fullness. When you put your food in, how do you know? How does your body know? Are you full, or wait, am I still hungry? Do I still need more food? When you have those urges in your stomach, right, or those noises, you pause thinking, well, you're hungry, or are you? Is your mind playing tricks on you? Sometimes. It is a challenge to know whether or not you're hungry. There are many, many factors that are involved both chemically and physically. And if they're all not working together succinctly, then you can have some issues. That's where I'm telling you that you may be saying, Christiane, I don't fit into this. That's okay. Still listen to this to understand what true hunger is. You see, hunger signals your body that you are insufficient in nutrients and energy. It's like the warning bell. Whoop, 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 whoop. Sometimes it comes in the form of a rumbling tummy, or at other times the tick-tock of the clock. You know that, oh wait, it's time for dinner. Or gosh, it's been 4 to 6 hours, so I know I need something. Or gosh, I'm feeling a little bit kind of tired and weak. I don't feel as strong as I did. And it's not the sweet tooth feeling. No, it's I need something a little more with substance. But the key is understanding and knowing whether or not you're really, really hungry. When you have this feeling of hunger, it comes from the drop in your blood sugar signaling to your brain to release the hormone ghrelin. Yeah, to me, every single time I see that word, it reminds me of the movie Gremlins. Now, no, it's not the same. But sometimes when your tummy is growling, oh yeah, you feel like a gremlin and you're like, I'm all over it. Well, I don't want you to feel that way. So we need to figure out, are you craving or are you going to be that gremlin because you're really hungry? Well, once your body has this message that you're hungry and food begins to fill your stomach, ghrelin slows down and the peptide double Y is released. This helps to signal satiation, which means I'm satisfied. I'm full. You're all fueled up and you have fullness. However, when you have those pesky little cravings, like, oh man, I'm just kind of hungry. I don't know what it is. I just want something to eat. It can mess up everything. These cravings can be encouraged and brought on by commercials, believe it or not, boredom, smells, stress, sadness, anxiety, and even that late night sweet tooth. And all of a sudden you find yourself in the pantry, like the gremlin, yeah, grabbing for the closest salty, savory, or sweet thing to reduce the urge. You gotta have something. And that's when, after you've eaten it, you're like, oh, guilty as charged. You feel horrible, right? Well, some people, though, have a hard time. We don't know, is it really a craving or am I really hungry? There are times that you may want a salty thing and it has nothing to do that you're just wanting something salty. It may actually mean that, oh, your body is lacking some salt and you need something. And so your temptation is to go towards that. So how do you really know if you are hungry or craving? Well, guess what? You can ask yourself a question. And that is, if I was to eat something nutritious, would that satisfy me? Well, think about it. Okay, if you want something salty, what's salty? Maybe bacon. Some ham. Sounds wonderful. If that sounds good to you, then maybe you truly are hungry. But if it's like, nope, I just want potato chips and dip. That's what I want. Or I want chips and salsa. The go-to of everything. Chips and salsa. It will solve the world's problems. It does. Come on. I'm all for it. Let's grab some chips and salsa, but I would recommend adding some guacamole with it and some sour cream. Sounds good. All right, when am I coming over? Okay, but that's getting off track. If you are one who's going, nope, I just want that CRAP stuff, yeah, then most likely it's the pesky craving. If you don't want the good stuff, then you probably can understand that, yep, your mind is playing tricks on you. Your mind is wanting to fill a void with food instead of dealing with whatever it is. It could be anything. It could be your stress, your sadness. It could be you just being bored. You've been sitting around doing nothing. I mean, come on, think about our season of life that we're in right now. There's a lot of thinking time. And if you're watching stuff on the TV or you are streaming it, wherever you're getting fed things in your mind and you're like, oh gosh, yeah, that looks so good. You don't realize that you miss stuff until it's gone, right? The same goes for food. And these little pictures pop up and all of a sudden you're like, I could really go from some salty French fries right now. Sign me up. No, don't. Because that is your mind playing tricks on you. Your cravings are going to get in the way so you can bury what you don't want. That's not how we deal with all of our stuff in our life. You want to first begin to nourish your body. You want to fuel up so you can fill up. Giving yourself that satiation that I am full of goodness. That allows you to go and do what you want. However, if you're stuck in this craving mentality, how do you escape it? Well, you got to outsmart your cravings. That is your KISS the Keep It Simple strategy. Outsmart your cravings. Once you begin to recognize and realize the differences between hunger and cravings, you can then focus on your health and wellness goals with less of a distraction. And I don't know about you, but man, less distractions, the better for me. So what does it look like to outsmart your cravings? Here we go. Number one, space out your meals and snacks. This is going to help you avoid feeling starved. Now, we know we're not starving most of the time. When we're stuck in that pantry and we're grabbing for anything that's already ready to eat called processed food, most likely that is a craving. Most likely. Not always. There are extenuating circumstances. So if you're like, Christine, I'm not sure, well, get in touch with me and let's chat because I want to help you. I can't sit here. There's so many different areas that this can go down. I know because I have lived it my entire day of my life, every single day. Ask my mom, ask her, she'll tell you, I have been a mess since I was conceived. Okay, she didn't know I was a mess until I was born, but it all started when I was within her, right? Yeah, I know, TMI. But seriously, think about this. We have issues and struggles when it comes to food. All of us do. There's something there that doesn't always work just right. Maybe it's, oh, wait, if I eat too much of something, it gives me heartburn or that feeling of, ow, it hurts. Or if I don't eat enough of this, it doesn't help me with regulating my bowels, right? There's so many things when it comes to food. So if you're like, I really don't know where to begin, then you and I need to connect. Click on the link, take AIM in the show notes, and we can set up a call one-on-one so I can talk specifically to you about your situation. So back to cravings. You've got to space out your meals and snacks. When you do that and you're not eating like everything on top of each other, where you're just kind of gorging yourself and having one meal a day, there are some people that works well for. Those are very few and far between. Okay. If you are that person and it works well for you, then continue to do it if it's working well for you. However, if you're one that says, oh, I eat everything basically one meal a day, and then yet the rest of the day I'm like starving, but I don't have time. Guess what? Your body is trying to tell you you need to make time. When you space out your meals, this is going to allow your body to gain the correct nutrients and allow it to nourish your body and your mind. It helps you regulate your blood sugar levels and it keeps your hunger hormones in check. You don't want this up and down on your blood sugar. You don't want that kind of roller coaster. Be cautious when skipping meals or snacks because it can later lead to cravings, and those cravings can be very detrimental. Again, look at the season of life that we're in right now, April of 2020, and what's happening around the globe. Yeah, we are stuck inside for the most part. We're shut in. Yes, we can do some things outside, but we're not moving as much as we used to. So therefore, we become bored. Bored not because of the people around you, but bored because you're like, I've been doing this for how many days? It's interesting. Some people will even write on things how many days it is. You know what? To me, I haven't been doing that. I enjoy every single day. It's a blessing. In fact, I look for new things to happen in the day. Yes, even though I'm in my house and in my yard, I'm still looking for the blessings. So when you're looking at your food and how you're feeding your body, even in a season that you're in now, space out your meals and your snacks. Help your children with this too, because it is so tempting for them just to go and grab whatever. Now, it's up to you how you run your kitchen, as in whether it's open 24/7, 365, or whether you have certain times that the kids can eat, whatever it is, however you run your kitchen, think of it as spacing out your meals and your snacks. So therefore, you have what? This continuous healthy line of your blood sugar levels. You don't want the roller coaster, all right? Number two, load up on protein and fiber. You know this, but we don't do it well enough. This is going to help you feel satiated longer. Don't you love that word? It's a fun word. Say it with me. Satiated. It just feels good. Yeah, that means you're what? Satisfied. That's what it means. With any meal or snack, if at all possible, make sure you have it packed with protein and fiber. And that means what? Your veggies. So if you can have veggies and a protein together, oh, you've got the bomb. That is awesome. It does your body and mind good, keeping you satisfied for a longer period of time. And really encourage your kids. If you're like, oh my gosh, I don't know. Guess what? It's a blessing. You can help them understand their bodies. People are worried about homeschooling. Take them all in for the school of life right here. The science of fullness. Allow them to understand that when they're going for something to eat, it's best to go for a colorful plate that has some veggies of some form or fashion, make it colorful, and then protein, whatever that protein is, whether it's meat, egg, cheese, nuts, make sure it's a good, strong foundation of protein. All right, and finally, number three, Practice mindfulness. Be present and aware of what you're eating, when you're eating, and why you're eating. Now, that sounds like common sense, but when you are emotionally disturbed when it comes to whatever it is in your life that's happening, yeah, you're not aware of what you're eating, when you're eating, and why you're eating it. You just go because your mind is on something else. If you have problems with the what, when, and why you're eating, definitely take a moment and intentionally ask yourself, why food now? Why do I need this food now? Why do I need to eat now? Is it because you're bored? Well, then get something healthy and walk out of the kitchen. If it's, I have a question mark, then grab your water and drink 8 ounces. Seriously. Wait for 10 minutes. And if you're still hungry, then go take care of it. But if you drink that 8 ounces and you wait 10 minutes and you're like, oh, yeah, I really wasn't hungry. No, you probably weren't. You're just bored. Or you wanted a change of pace or a change of scenery. You wanted to get up and move and the kitchen was the closest. Practice mindfulness. Load up on protein and fiber and space out your meals and snacks. You can change the way you see your food. But it's going to take effort both chemically, physically, and mentally. And it starts with what? The science of fullness. So outsmart your cravings today. Enjoy the food God intended for nourishment of your mind, body, and spirit. It's time to train for life and love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a gorgeous day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.